This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda bereaved of wife Sita Dahal. National Assembly meeting scheduled for today has been rescheduled. And G7 to announce long-term Ukraine security package at NATO summit. Now, the news in detail. The spouse of CPN Maoist Centre Chair and Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Sita Dahal, has passed away today at the age of 69. Prime Minister Dahal's physician, Professor Dr. Yuvraj Sharma, informed she died at 8:33 a.m. while under treatment at the Norvik International Hospital at Thapathali. Suffering from Parkinson's, Sita Dahal was ill for long. She was admitted to Norvik Hospital after she developed complications in her health. Dahal was the advisor of the Maoist Center. Earlier, the mortal remains of Sita Dahal was kept at the party central office at Peristara Koteswar for paying tribute. Preparations are being made to take the mortal remains of Dahal to cremate at the Pasupati Aryaghat Cremate Crematorium. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha and House Speaker Devaraj Ghimire have paid tributes to the late Dahal and extended condolences to the members of the bereaved family. Likewise, the CPN Maoist Centre has issued a condolence message on the death of Dahal. On behalf of the party, General Secretary Deb Gurung issued a condolence and mentioned that the party has lost a guardian due to the death of Dahal, who was the advisor of the party. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party has expressed sorrow over the untimely demise of Sita Dahal. In a condolence message issued by party's general secretary and spokesperson, Dr. Mukul Dhakal, today it is said that the party is stunned by the news of the untimely demise of Dahal. Party chairperson Ravi Lamisani said that the news of Dahal's demise has shocked him and extended eternal peace for the departed soul and extended deepest condolences to the bereaved family. Similarly, Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the death of Sita Dahal, the wife of the Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. India's Prime Minister Modi in a tweet mentioned that he was saddened by the news of Dahal's death. India's Prime Minister Modi expressed his condolences to Prime Minister Prachanda and prayed for the eternal peace of the departed soul. The meeting of the National Assembly scheduled for today has been rescheduled for tomorrow. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting was set for 1 minute past 11 a.m. today has been rescheduled to tomorrow due to a special reason. Secretariat Deputy Spokesperson Dasarath Thamala said the National Assembly will meet at 1 minute past 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting, which was supposed to be held this afternoon, has been rescheduled. The meeting was rescheduled due to the death of Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's wife, Sita Dahal. Issuing a statement today, Acting Chief Secretary of Congress Central Office informed that the meeting will be held on 18th of July at 1 p.m. The meeting of the Socialist Front scheduled for today has been postponed. Vice President of CPN Unified Socialist Rajendra Pandey informed that the meeting of the front has been postponed to mourn the death of Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's wife Sita Dahal. He informed that the date of the next meeting will be fixed later. The Nepal Africa Film Festival, NAFF 2023, has concluded. The event kicked off on July 8 at Rashtriya Nachgar, the cultural undertaking of Nepal in the federal capital. The movie Prakash from Nepal and The Train of Salt and Sugar from Africa were adjudged as the best films. A total of 22 films, including 10 from Africa and 12 from Nepal, were selected for screening in the event organized by the College of Journalism and Mass Communication, CJMC, and co-organized by the Film Development Board and Bilakshan Creation. Festival Chairperson Manju Mishra said that this edition of NAFF has helped in cultural exchange between Nepal and Africa. Festival Director Dabbu Chhetri said a day-long workshop on acting and an interaction entitled National and International Market for Nepali Short Films were also organized as part of NAFF. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. G7 members are expected to ratify a long-term security arrangement with Ukraine at the NATO summit today. It comes after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky criticized NATO's reluctance to offer Kiev a time frame for joining the alliance. U.S. President Joe Biden earlier suggested a model for Ukraine similar to his country's agreement with Israel. Under that deal, Washington has committed to providing $3.8 billion in military aid per year over a decade. But unlike NATO membership, this does not include a clause to come to the target nation's aid during a time of attack. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military said that Russia launched a wave of kamikaze drone attacks on Kiev and its region for a second night in a row last night. Initial information said there were no immediate reports of casualties or major destruction. Japanese and South Korean officials report North Korea has fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM. The long-range missile flew for more than an hour before landing short of Japanese waters this morning. Pyongyang's launch comes after it threatened retaliation against what it said were recent U.S. spy planes' insertions over its territory. Washington has dismissed the accusations, saying its military patrols are in line with international law. Pyongyang so far has continued with its missile launches, testing a new ICBM in April, which it described as its most powerful missile to date. It also tried to launch a spy satellite in May, which failed. Analysts are expecting the latest North Korean hardware to be displayed in late July, when the country celebrates the anniversary of the Korean War armistice, known in the country as Victory Day. Another cheetah has died at a national park in India's Madhya Pradesh state, taking the number of big cat deaths to 7. A senior official at the Kuno National Park said the cheetah died due to suspected infighting. A male cheetah named Tejas was found with injuries by officials. Cheetahs were declared extinct in India in 1952, but they were reintroduced last year as part of an ambitious plan to repopulate the species. 8 cheetahs were translocated from Namibia to India in September 2022, while 12 were brought from South Africa in February 2023. Of these, 3 cheetahs have died in the past 2 months. 3 cubs, who were born to a Namibian cheetah at Kuno in March, died in May. The reintroduction of cheetahs to India was launched by Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi amid much fanfare. Wildlife experts had welcomed the move, but some also warned of potential risk to the cats from other predators and not having enough prey. The Supreme Court in May had expressed concerns over the animal's death and asked the federal government to consider shifting the cats to an alternate location. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi and Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.5 degrees Celsius with 35.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda bereaved of wife Sita Dahal. National Assembly meeting scheduled for today has been rescheduled. And G7 to announce long-term Ukraine security package at NATO summit. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.